This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Governor Jared Polis is taking steps to backstop the lack of federal food aid in November due to the government shutdown. Polis asked the legislature's Joint Budget Committee for $10 million in emergency funding to help the state's food banks and pantries feed families.
To help feed families in Colorado to make sure they don't go hungry just because the federal government can't get their act together and is closed.
If approved, the money would be released in increments over $3 million every 2 weeks. It would get the state to mid-December, but Polis and others hope the shutdown does not last that long. Colorado officials are sounding the alarm on threats to public lands. During a virtual panel yesterday, officials said the state's $17 billion outdoor recreation economy is at risk due to federal cuts and downsizing. CPR's Tegan Wendland.
Senator John Hickenlooper says the ongoing government shutdown and the Trump administration's firings and buyouts have gutted 25% of staff that manage public lands. The Department of Interior lost 7,500 employees nationally, and the U.S. Forest Service has lost 5,000. Scott Fitzwilliams is the former White River National Forest supervisor. He says the loss of staff is impacting firefighting efforts at his former park.
Every biologist except one was gone on the forest, and so those are the people that prepare fuels mitigation plans, prescribe fire plans. Fires don't burn in just Democrat districts. They burn everywhere.
He says public lands benefit everyone and fears more cuts are coming. Tegan Wendland, CPR News.
Denver, highs in the 60s today. Slight chance of showers in the afternoon. For Vail, rain or snow likely later in the day. So, you know, take care on the roads. Highs in the 50s. And for Grand Junction, highs in the 60s today with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, and then that becomes a chance of rain into the evening. It's CPR News. Thank you for listening. It's 6:06.